And they automatically, if you went to St. Rose, every kid that went to a different school, they put them back 1 year.
When they got to a regular school?
Yeah.
Weren't they more educated there, though?
Yeah, but there was nothing English.
They all spoke French and everything.
Oh, everything. That's what was they taught. French.
Yeah.
So you get by.
Did you go to St. Rose?
Well, a year or two. Then you go to an English school, or a regular school. They put you back 1 grade. Right? You can't understand English.
Automatically.
Really, I go into, it's just like them foreigners coming over here and listen, learn a different language.
Yeah.
My folks spoke French. My grandmother, she died. She couldn't speak English. We'd go over and see her, and her and my wife couldn't talk. Nancy doesn't understand French that well.
You never
my
spoke French?
No.
My grandmother couldn't speak a word of English.
But I remember pushing Sandra when she was a baby up so she could see Sandra, and we got along fine.
French.
And your mom spoke French. Only.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I remember at the end, she only just, didn't she just kind of start speaking French when she got very old?
No, she always did. And she did, even though she could speak English, she spoke French.
My mother would speak some English. Yeah. My mother could talk English.
Yeah.
She'd be talking on the phone to some of her friends there. Half of it was French, half of it was English back and forth.
They say it wasn't the real French. Like.
No, it's not like the Canadian French. Well, ours is more of a slang from it, because we've had people come and visit from Canada,
and
they talk real French.
Yeah,
you know?
Uh-huh.
And couldn't understand them. Yeah.
Run that by again.
Yeah.
But I could, even if Grammy and Aunt Cecile spoke French, I knew pretty much what they were talking about.
But because they threw enough English words in there. And my mother, when I first started learning English, so now I spoke English. We talk French here.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were born talking French.
That's right.
Yeah.
Huh. That's hard to imagine.
Yeah, when I came over here, I didn't know any English. They were all Yankees, you know, they all spoke English. Holy cat. I used to go up to Dean's. And my father worked there in the summer to help him hay and that stuff. Well, he didn't want no money, so they'd give us their milk. So it was my job every day to go up there and get, I had a little, it looked like one of those pails you put for milk cans there, but it had a little handle. I'd go up there every day and they'd fill it up for me. Well, Mrs. Dean, the old grandmother, oh, Christ, she'd have me a cookie there, and she kept talking to me, you know. That's how I learned. A lot of times I didn't know what she was talking about, but, you know, she had the patience.
Yeah.
The old man would hire me there when I was big enough to start working. And he'd get pissed off at me. He didn't swear or nothing. I don't need you anymore, Paul. That means I got fired. And anyway, I wouldn't go back after lunch, you know. He told me he didn't need me. Mrs. Dean would call me. Paul, how come you're not up here? I said, well, your husband told me he didn't need me. Well, come up and work in my garden. So I'd go up and help her. And I never really got fired, but...
You grew up in this house over here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, after... Well, when we first moved.
Yeah,
I brought up here after all. I was either 7 or...
Moved here from where?
Chisholm.
Okay.
Yeah. Church Street, right above the church. There's a church, there was one building, and then there was this 3-story block.
Your grandparents lived downstairs,
My grandparents lived downstairs, and we lived on the 2nd floor. And then we moved from there to here. Oh boy, that was a rude awakening. Everything was up there. You gotta walk all this way to go up there.
Uh-huh.
Well, my grandmother spoke mostly French too. She didn't speak much English. But I used to, she lived on Pleasant Street in town with my uncle and aunt. And when I, of course I walked, we didn't have any buses. So I'd stop in and talk to her on the way home. She always had a candy bar or something.
Yeah, I used to go, my father always had a big garden there. My whole side was just garden. Of course the nuns, I had an aunt who was a nun. She was in Waterville. Oh, when soon this stuff started coming up in the garden. And I had a red wagon and my mother would load it up with food from the garden. All our way up to the nuns up there. Yeah.
Pull it the whole way.
Oh, dear. Yep.
Then one year there, they had run out of nuns to teach. So they hired this woman to fill in. She wasn't a nun. Well, she was Cecile's best friend. I couldn't sneeze in there. Cecile knew it. And Cecile would tell my mother, and then I'd get hell again. Christ, I was getting hell all the time. Gee, was I glad to get the hell out of there.
Cecile was never a nun, was she?
No.
But she worked at the church?
Yeah.
Yeah, I cried. Oh, was I happy to get the hell out of there. Christ, you couldn't do nothing. And the nuns were handy with pointers. You know, they'd have a pointer. Stick your hand out. Pull your hand out. One guy, his name was Samson. And he brought a garden snake in.
Oh, God, and that must have gone the, pretty
the
good.
The teacher, they had a nice desk, you know, and drawers over here, and a pencil drawer here, and put the snake there. So eventually, during the morning, she opened that drawer, and hey, Christ, she went up in the air screaming. Oh, I forgot how many kids were in the class, but she picked out him and me. You two stay after school. Let all the rest go home. Oh, she says, one of you two put that snake in there.
You had a reputation.
Well, I guess so. Oh, anyway, somebody throws spitballs, you know, and stuff like that. She said, you're not going home till one of you admit you did it. I wasn't going to squeal on him. He wasn't going to say he did it. Oh, we sat there. And sat there. Oh, finally she said, well, go home. She said, tomorrow you're going to see Father Bushy. Father Bushy was the head honcho over there. Oh, boy. He was an ugly old fart, too. Oh, anyway. So my mother says, of course, I got home late. Where you been? After school. What'd you do now? I didn't do nothing this time. I said, the guy put a snake in her desk, and I said, she either thinks I did it or he did it. He didn't admit he did it, and I said, I ain't squealing. I said, well, tomorrow we gotta go to school, we gotta go see Father Bushy. Oh, anyway, the next day, I didn't want to go to school the next day, but I went. Never said a word all day. So anyway, come time to go home. You two stay. Father Bushy is coming over and you're going to have a talk with you two. Hey. Oh, we sat there and sat there. Well, Father Bushy never showed up. Finally, she told us to go home. That was the last we heard about the snake.
So she's just making you sweat, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Well, we did that. I did it. I don't know about him, but I didn't want to see that old fox.
Oh, he was ugly.
Oh, he was ugly. So I was glad to get out of there.
Oh, dear. Did you see the new baby, Jenny's new one?
I've never met Grace yet. We're going to go up.
She's cute.
We're going to go up tomorrow night and spend the night.
She's cute.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Well, you got pictures of her.
Oh, it's out on the porch.
I've seen some pictures of her.
Yeah.
She, I was here last September for one day. And she was not born yet.
Oh.